Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Happy anniversary, my love.
Oh, thank you. Happy anniversary.
6 years. This podcast has been going almost seven. Podcast is longer than our marriage.
Well, what is, I mean.
Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
6 years. We're recording this before celebrating, but we just had our 6 year anniversary a few days ago. Mm-hmm. Can I run to the store today to get you something? I thought of this earlier. I go, there's just no world in which I could.
Yeah, it's
I was like going to maybe just say, I'm going to run an errand, and it'd be like so obvious what I'm doing. So
yeah, you would have to be a little more creative than that.
I think you'd be like, no, you can't run an errand. I go, but I really need to for something this weekend.
Yeah, you should have kind of maybe been more creative and said like, I really wanted this specific food for dinner, and then you had to go.
Oh,
to the
we
store.
Forgot one ingredient. I'll run out and get it.
Yeah.
But I've never done that.
You've never done that. No.
We've never. I would just not use that ingredient.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If we've ever forgotten something, you're like, we're just not going to make that.
Well, it's also just how.
Yeah.
Just kids run around. It's like such an inconvenience to run out. Like, no, yeah. We'll just. Yeah, this meal won't have salt.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary. And so 6 years.
Yeah.
What's the secret? Six happy years. There's a lot of people listening. People, newlyweds, people engaged, people. Want to get married one day. What's the secret? We can give advice now.
You think we can? Because I don't want to be one of those couples that's like, let me tell you how to be married and be a parent.
No, do it.
Oh. You know, I think that you kind of like that I'm a little unpredictable sometimes. Are my hormones going to make me scary, sad, happy, fun? So I would just suggest start having kids and just keep having them because then it makes your hormones crazy. And I think that you kind of like the suspense of like when you come home, what's it going to be?
Yeah, I do. It's pretty.
Keeps you engaged, really.
It's pretty. Mm-hmm. It does. But right now it's pretty. I can guess. You're just kind of. I did Google. I have to be honest. I go.
What did you?
I just feel like I'm getting nothing. And then the podcast. You know, you're yawning and it feels like you can hardly breathe. And all of these things. I go. I'm just coming clean. I'm being totally honest. I go. Is she kind of exaggerating? Is she exaggerating? So I AI'd.
You
Googled I AI'd how tired. 8 months, pregnant, and it goes. It gave me back. It literally said. This is called zombie mode. Most women call they described it as being like barely alive, da da da. I go, oh, you're actually doing great.
Wow.
Yeah. AI told me most women, and I saw some comments that are like, girl, I'm 8 months pregnant. You're doing good. So, hey, it's all.
Thank you.
You're doing great. Wow. And I.
Thank you,
ChatGPT. We'll talk more about this, but I'm excited to get you back. I'm at that point of the pregnancy, and every guy knows this. We're not allowed to say this. Guys, it's okay. You go, I would rather have a baby right now and be exhausted, but have a little more personality than what we're doing right now.
You think I have personality like right after having a baby?
No, no. Of course, the first couple of weeks you're like, whoa, but no. I remember this with Eva. 3 weeks old, you were a new person.
Wow.
You don't remember this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Does anything work right now?
No.
Brain... body, she's moved in her bed last night and went, oh
my gosh, that was like the worst pain I've had so far. My hips are all jacked up.
So I am at that point. So pray for me. Thank you.
Yeah, you're the one who needs the prayers.
It was a great episode for y'all today.
Hold on. Last night you closed my mouth while I was sleeping.
I did it so lovingly. We'll talk about that and more on this episode of Correct Opinions. Please, guys, we're building up the new version of Correct Opinions. It's still your boy, Trey. You know, we're still joshing and joking, but it's a new era. It's only going to get better and better because she, I'm doing it with kind of a corpse right now.
Yeah, apparently it's like Trey and you're beautiful. A zombie,
so. She's glowing right now.
You are.
Wow.
You came out.
Wow.
She comes out the bathroom. I go, what are you doing? What are you trying to do right now?
Wow.
And nothing. She goes, nothing. And that's the answer. And that's fine. But yeah, you're looking good. We're going to get.
I seem awake and alive, don't
you're
I?
Doing pretty good right now. Just everyone track it over the next hour. Katie, you're doing amazing. I really mean that. And we're doing double time right now to give maternity leave. Mm-hmm. This is the second of this week. Mm-hmm. So here we go. But please share it with your friends. We know I feel bad about this about my hour on the road sometimes too. I go, it's a lot about wife and kid. That was a yawn.
But like, I
and that's okay.
But I didn't like do.
And
the
I want
weird
you to actually just yawn. I want you
but
to.
That
yawn.
One was like a very subtle, very subtle.
And but this is my life. We're talking marriage. We're talking. Kids, and we'll talk about all sorts of life, but if you know someone in that phase of life, this is perfect for them for sure. Got some good notes from people. Like, hey, me and my husband like to talk. You guys make marriage relatable. Like, you guys fight so much, it's relatable.
That's cute, mm-hmm. I think.
But give it 5 stars. It means the world, and share it. So, love you guys. Have a good episode. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
If you guys want another episode of us every week, another full hour of us every week, we're honored and we can give it to you now, and it's still half off. We want to just get people in half off. Yeah. I know school's out. Some of you guys, maybe you're like, gosh, I need more time of a break. Let us help you with that. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Extra episode every week of the pod, plus other behind the scenes stuff. We let you know all the ins and outs, what we got going on. We talk more trash on people.
Oh.
And each other and stuff.
And each other, yeah.
Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Go now. It's half off. Thanks for the love and enjoy today's episode.
Yeah, I mean, I fell asleep within 2 minutes. And all of a sudden, at one point, I just kind of feel my chin being like shut, closed. I'll just sneeze.
Okay, I'll take over. But it's a scary sign when you're like laying in bed and you go, okay, good night. And within 80, oh, God bless you.
Thank you. Okay.
Don't pop it out.
I know.
Within 80 seconds, you're snoring. And you've, and I've never heard you snore.
I know. It's weird.
Ever. Maybe once.
Like, was so it a cute snore?
It wasn't a full, it was kind of like I said, if we're laying next to each other, you like to lay next to me and your breathing right now is like an obese man. So I don't love that. And it's, and you like to blow out where you like to blow it right on, and then sometimes you do the nose is loud, and because of course your nose faces down, so you love to, and I've talked about this, so you'll tilt your head up so the nose is blowing right in my eyes.
You're, yeah,
but last night it was kind of like this. It was like open mouth, like
oh no, that's pretty.
And so I did the classic kind of like bump a snore and you'd stop for like 3 breaths and you kept going. I did the bump 3 times. I was like, oh, she's in it. So then I go, let's just try to close that mouth up. And I mean, as lovingly as possible.
Suffocate your pregnant wife.
and I did it really lovingly like that. Uh-huh. I really did. I don't know. I genuinely, you don't really want to wake her, but I can't go to sleep. But you vaguely remember that.
I do. I kind of remember thinking, like, why is he touching my face? I remember being like, whatever's happening, just let it happen.
Yeah, I remember being, I'm too tired, but I'm going to bookmark this. Get angry about that later.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do when you're this tired. Let's fight about that later.
Yeah. Then I'll probably forget, because be real.
It's our anniversary, going to our favorite restaurant over the weekend. I'm so excited. Nom, 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 nom.
I'm like, I feel like my days are all thrown off. Like, I realized that we're recording this early, so like our anniversary is actually tomorrow, and
I'm at that point because my last couple of weekends on the road, I came home on a Saturday instead of a Sunday. Yeah. That messed me up, and then I came home on a Friday from New York City, and yeah, that felt like
you don't usually ever come home on a Friday.
Yeah. Was in NYC for Juice Box Jury. Go follow Juice Box Jury. We're killing it. Kids are great. Some of them, That's a while. I'll give more dirty details on Patreon. I don't want to publicly. Thank you for everyone who supports on Patreon. Again, means the world, helps us build this podcast. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy, free episode every week.
And it's still
50% bonus off. Episode every week. We're going to keep it 50% off.
Through the rest of the month.
Let's do it for anniversary. So. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Off.
Join, please. I'll make fun of, children on the Patreon. And that's part of what you get on there. That's exciting. That's fun. Mm-hmm. I had a great trip to New York, and there's so many moments I feel guilty because I had a nice, I like when something goes wrong. So it evens out. My flight there was delayed a couple hours, which thank you. Thanks a lot, airplane, for telling me it's delayed the moment I step on the airport. Mm-hmm. And it's because it wasn't like a surprise delay. You knew that. Tell me before I leave my house so I can spend a little more time with my wife and kids. But no, they go, hey, we'd like you to just hang out here. So I got to New York. I got to my hotel in New York City at 2:30 in the morning.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, thank you. Oh, that sucks. That sucks for me. Because the next night I finished with a great day on set. And I walked down the street and I sat at this beautiful bar and had like a steak and a martini. And then just had a peaceful, it was like raining in New York, it was beautiful.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I sat there going, and you're texting me, my hips, I feel like there are knives in my hips, and the kids, he skipped a nap, and then I went back to my hotel room, and I watched Survivor finale and NBA Thunder basketball, Thunder up, and I go, this makes me feel bad. But then I got up the next day, it was very early, long commute, hard work on set. So I feel like that.
I think balanced I don't out. Ever think that you should not enjoy yourself.
Oh, you don't. And you don't really convey don't. That at all. But this is what I do. This makes me feel bad. And I want you to know that. And I'm a Survivor guy. Where are my Survivor fans at? They're out. There's we're a few and far between, there's but we're out there. We have a special bond.
I mean, there's got to be some because it's still going.
Oh, yeah. And they're Survivor 50. So I had to lock in for 50 and they announced 51. I mean, they're going to keep going. And it was a live finale. This was kind of a viral moment. I mean, I remember this. My jaw dropped when this happened. Jeff Probst, been the host the whole time. Live show. No edits, right? And they were setting up this really, pivotal moment in the show where we're going to see the top four is going to go to the top three. The top three get voted on as Survivor. So it's like, you want to make the final three.
Okay.
So these two people are going to do a fire making contest. Who can build up a fire the fastest and burn the rope at the top to make the final three?
That's like a
huge moment.
It's like a classic Survivor trick, right?
Trick. It's called a skill. It's called a Survivor skill.
Skill.
It's not a little trick.
Game.
It's real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know how half the world kind of lives like Survivor and we make it a game here?
Ew.
That yeah, it's a skill.
Ew. Okay. Yeah.
If you're really good at it, you win $1 million. And so they're propping this up and they bring out one of the players who is in the fire making and he's kind of interviewing him, like, how'd you feel about the season win? He's like, hey man, we're about to see win or lose. He's like, well, go ahead and go take a seat over there with the other people that got voted out. And the whole studio audience went quiet and the contestant stood there like, what? He's like, and Jeff Probst was like, go sit down. What's happening? And they're going, you haven't showed it yet. You didn't show it yet. And it went to commercial. Oh. And I was.
He like jumped the gun with.
My heart was racing because especially the guy who's on stage and you know what, I'm just. And then he came back from commercial. You're going, what? They're talking. How are we saving this?
Recovered?
What do you do? I mean, this is why he's a pro. I mean, a masterclass.
I mean, he's been doing this for.
He came
years.
Back. He made all the best thing you do. He made light of it, kind of made fun of himself, and just kind of acts like it just made you believe, like, oh yeah, this is no big deal. He ruined one of the best things of the whole season. I love Jeff. It was great. He said, you know how this season's had a lot of twists? I thought another fun twist would be to tell you what happens before it happens. And the whole crowd laughed. You go, wow, you get him with a laugh. You're good. I was awesome. It was worth it. I go, wow. I was just in my hotel. You got it, Jeff.
This maybe sounds really dumb, but what do you mean everyone, the crowd laughed?
There's a live studio audience. You're confused. Well, So it's a live finale where they just they're showing the actual recorded show, and then they'll cut to the live studio, kind of like what you just watched was us cutting for the final four. And they've got the contestants who've been voted out in a studio, and they bring out the final three.
I see.
And live they reveal the votes for the winner.
Okay.
So you watch the recorded show into that.
I see.
So they're cutting in between it. It's a great way to watch. And I had a great trip in New York. And we got back. Thomas had his little end of school program.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like his father.
Me too. We both were very shy kids.
He was confirmed the shyest kid in the entire school. Is that amazing? They showed, big difference between 4-year-olds and 3-year-olds. Like, here's the 4-year-olds. And they gave us like a whole album. They did 12 songs and dances, and there was props.
25 minutes of them singing.
Yeah. And they go, here are the 3-year-olds. And it was like 2.5 songs, and one was picking his nose, and another was crying, and another half of them sang, and they go, all right, we're done. And they brought the 1-year-olds. I didn't even stay for
that. Honestly, the 1-year-olds did better than the... So it was like a one... Thomas is technically a 2-year-old class, but like the 1-year-olds actually, I think, did better. I think that they still don't know what's going on.
Or probably the 4-year-olds, 50 kids standing on the little church stage. 3-year-olds, 40 kids standing up there. 1-year-olds, 20 kids standing up there. There was one child who required a teacher to
hug him
and hold him the whole time. That was ours. And you go, wait, what does his parents do? What does his dad do? What's wrong? Is he adopted? I do wonder what they think. And then you go, no, maybe that I actually am a pump. That's what you think these performers like me, we're dying for the stage. No, there's something wrong with me. I don't want it. I do want it. I'm shy. I'm not. This is a great sign. He's going to be a great performer one day.
Oh, wow.
Because it's an art to him. He's like, I don't want to just... He takes it serious. It's a lot of pressure.
He sang one of the songs at home. And I was like, was that one of the songs for the stage? And he just looked at me like, what? I'm like,
what is a stage?
You were supposed to sing that up? I mean, of course we didn't pressure him, but I thought it was so cute. So Trey got home last night from New York, and we hadn't been able to celebrate the end of the tour properly. We still are going to do more, but I wanted the kids to be part of it. So we made some decorations and put up a sign for Trey. And I was trying to tell the kids, we're celebrating that Daddy is done with the shows he's been doing right now. And they were really excited, and it was really cute. And then today afterwards, we went to brunch, and I said, Thomas, we're going to go to brunch. You can get some pancakes or whatever you want. We're going to celebrate your show that you did today. And he said, just like we did for Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cute.
It is. He got off the little stage today, and he was so proud because it sounds like they've been going to that stage to practice while he's at this little mom's morning out. And it's probably a challenge. He's crying, and he was just like, I didn't cry.
Yeah, he was totally just proud that he went on stage and didn't cry.
Which is exactly the first step. I mean, if you saw me on the first 100 shows I've done touring, that was my feeling getting off the stage. I go, I didn't cry. Okay? I was scared to death. I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't cry. So I'm feeling pretty good about this. And so, so sweet. And it was a very sweet thing to come home to. We're working on him. The gift giving, he can't figure it out. You hand it to him, and he goes, it's a picture frame.
Yeah.
I go, you can't.
We don't see it.
I go, remember, you can't. We got to let them open it before you say it. And he goes, it's a present. it was a cute frame of us on the stage. Katie and me. It's very sweet. Thank you. That was...
I've done one of every tour, so we can, they're lined up in our room. Cute.
Okay, should we do a correct opinion?
Yes.
You go first, ladies first.
Okay. My correct opinion is, I kind of stole this one from my mom, actually. And it is, never say never.
My mom, actually.
Is that what I'm talking like?
I actually stole this one from my mom, actually.
That's what I sound like?
Sometimes you get in a groove, you get real valley on me.
Huh.
Never say never. And you do that after.
Yeah.
You
can't do all that?
I got this from my mom, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, some girls do that.
But not me? Are you saying I do that?
Okay, no mistake ever?
I feel... I grew up with my mom saying that.
Like, because you've said we're never getting divorced.
Hush.
As-
and I believed it when she told me that, but I feel like it was specifically referring to like your kids. Like she'd be like, she kind of learned. She's like, I've learned just never say never about like what your kids are going to do because your kids will do that. And so I just feel like I've kind of had to, you know, there's been
my kids will never all be stand-up comedians.
I like just like really little things, but I've just been noticing them are like, you know, I'd be like, why do you have to bring, you know, you see people out, especially, you know, as the kids have gotten older, like all their hair is like a mess and not brushed and stuff. And then past couple weeks,
we got a redhead. Gross. Is that the point you're making?
No, I've taken the kids out a few times the past couple weeks and I'm like, we're getting out the door and they're like actually going out of the door without me having to like pick them up or beg them. And I look at them, I'm like, you guys are looking pretty rough right now, but we're moving in the right direction.
So we're feral daughter.
We're gonna keep moving.
It looks like she's a barn child.
What? Okay. She's like,
she makes weird faces and she hates to do the bows, so she never has a bow in her hair. It's just like matted.
Her hair is not matted.
Her
hair is brushed at least.
She constantly is like pulling her dress up.
She does have a mullet, but that's pretty common for a girl her age. She has a red mullet.
This third kid better have dark hair like me.
It is really, it'll be interesting. We have like a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette.
Okay.
So yeah, I just think I've been, I don't know, there's just been a lot of those moments recently.
My correct opinion is social media should stop showing me people dying.
I really agree with that.
What are we doing? I'm in bed scrolling, you know, it's nice to kind of wind down. There's a sports clip. Oh, you know, stand up. Oh, that's a funny trend. Guy dying. Woman crushed by elephant in Sri Lanka, and they show it. Her limp body. Then I scroll. I scroll. It's okay. TikTok dance. YouTube clip. Oh, toddler hit by train. What?
Oh, you're seeing like gruesome deaths.
I mean, it's crazy.
I feel like I'm just seeing like a lot of disease deaths.
And the ones I literally saw this. Just like, you know, hear that music. Dead. Or if you ever see that one guy on ABC, what's his name? David something? David Muir? Muir? Google that. Am I making that up? David Muir.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah. I'm scrolling. I see that guy's face. He's about to show me. Dead. This guy. You see his face on your TikTok feed?
Oh.
Scroll. He's about to tell you some of the... Look at that. They go, dude, you have the perfect face to just ruin people's nights.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, this just in. Person dead again. Hey, this just in. Child killed. And then they I scroll. I go, what are you about to show me? This just in. Whole family attacked by hornets fighting for life. Why are you telling me this?
I feel like
you see that guy's face. You better scroll, dude.
I mean, I'm seeing. I feel like my whole algorithm, which is why I never get on social media, is just like Ebola and Hantavirus.
Oh gosh.
And I'm like, well, I don't want to see. I've any told of you. This.
You're lurking on it. That's why it's feeding to you. Scroll, 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 scroll. You worried about? Isn't that funny? How worried about, what are you more worried about right now, Ebola or Hanta?
Neither.
No, tell me the truth.
I'm really not.
I just think it's funny how Ebola, it's like 3 weeks ago you thought Hanta virus is about to knock down your door and now you're like Ebola. And they're blasting us with this. And this used to happen a lot, but no one was worried about it. But now we're, you know, obviously we had a pandemic, so.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is very sad for those affected and I hope it is contained quickly, but I don't know how everyone's just like, wow, we're all going to have it.
Yeah. Very sad and scary.
And stop naming these viruses. They could pass as They're kind of beautiful white girl names or something. This is my daughter, Hanta. Ebola.
I mean, we're still kind of struggling for names, so we'll take some of these into consideration.
Never say never. We would never get divorced.
Yes,
I feel like we need to say that to listeners. Like, there are children. Yo, mommy and daddy love each other. No matter what you hear on the podcast, we will never get divorced.
That's true. We won't.
Did you ever ask your parents that? I guess I would. I was budding up with a bunch of kids who had, you know, they were bad. It was their fault or something.
Oh,
I guess I was dealing with a lot because I remember multiple times going to my parents like, "Are you getting divorced?" And they'd say, "Your mom and daddy are never getting divorced."
I feel like we had that conversation because, at some point as a little kid, you learn that this is even a thing. And so you're like, well, let me check in on my parents and see if this is a thing. I remember specifically one day in art class in elementary school, we were making, it was either Valentine's Day or Mother's Day cards. I don't know. It's supposed to be like a sweet card. And one of my friends.
And which holiday? Well, it's really on what color were the cards?
That's important because one of my friends was talking about her parents getting divorced. And I think it was like the first time I had really heard like a story like that. And I was like unconsciously doing this card subconsciously, not unconsciously. I was conscious.
Oh my goodness.
Subconsciously doing this card. And I did it.
Subconsciously is not a word.
What am I trying to say?
Inconsciously.
No.
I was seeing if I could get you. I was close. And
I did. I made an entire card that said "Happy Divorce Day."
Oh my gosh!
You were unconscious.
I was like, I think I was so like I never heard like this type of story before. Like what she was explaining to me, and I got done, and I was like, oh my gosh! So that was. The core memory.
Praise God. Both our parents are still together. Thank goodness. Gosh, I couldn't imagine having to go to another family thing. My parents used to be big on that. You should really, you know, in a perfect world, your wife would have parents that are together. And I'm sure they were saying just because maybe that's, you know, hey, you fall in love who you fall in love with. But wouldn't that be nice just because she has a great foundation? I'm just like, I don't need another family thing.
Yeah. I mean, that won't happen for our kids, so.
It won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't, no prenup or anything. We don't have one.
No. Yeah, I didn't make you sign one. Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't even a con. I ain't got money like that. I look back, I was like, why'd you, were you worried? I wasn't doing, you knew I do, think you saw potential.
I
saw a clip recently. They're like, potential? How about enough about this potential thing. He can be proved something right now.
I think it depends on maybe like how old you are when this is happening.
That's a good point.
If you are getting married in like your early to late 30s and the potential hasn't switched over to like doing by that point, then yeah, maybe you should be concerned. But in your early 20s, you're still figuring it out.
I didn't even do a. I got offered a post snup once. Remember this?
No.
You surely remember this. They were like, "Hey, we can actually."
Oh, I do remember.
Retroactively this. Claim all the money you had before you're married if you want to do that. And I go, no.
We were switching over our finance stuff,
I feel like my business manager kind of roasted me. He goes, "Okay, all right." And I told you that, and you're. Eyes welled up with tears. I'm not kidding. Yes. You're like, that means a lot to me.
Wow. Very sentimental of me. Thank you.
You're like making fun of your past self. I was trying to have a sweet moment.
I know. I just think.
Whatever.
I just think, those thoughts of our like signing stuff like that just.
No, I really made a point to be like, I don't, this is my wife. What's mine is for hers and other way around. And. I'd like to honor her with that. And I told you that, and it really meant a lot to you.
That's really sweet.
Screw you. You know what? What did you get out of here?
I don't. What do you want me to
be sentimental
you
right
want
now?
Me to, are you really, you want me to cry right now? Because it honestly won't take much, but you need to go in a different direction, I think.
Like mean?
Maybe. Yeah. All
right. Let's get into some questions from the fans, you big-footed freak.
Good job wearing shoes today.
Gosh. Before we recorded last time, I was like, no shoes. And you know, you made fun of me so much. I'm like, who cares? And everyone roasted me, so whatever. And yeah, they're like, what are those shoes? Shut up. All of you, leave me alone. I already know someone commented that.
You're looking pretty good today.
You like this?
Yeah.
I do. I got a bunch of new gear. Shout out to Poncho. You've seen them, probably heard about them, and a new sponsor of the pod. I'm wearing the shirt. Very comfortable, very lightweight.
I was gonna comment earlier that the color, like, is really working with your eyes.
Oh, shoot. I could take off this poncho if you'd like. That was too much. But
maybe off camera.
Their shirts are lightweight, breathable, and quick drying, so they're perfect for warm spring weather. They sent me so much merch. Shout out Poncho. Even a couple of cute little shirts for Thomas.
Yeah, very so wait. Cute.
Poncho's ultra light shirts are a streamlined version of their original shirts. They utilize the same performance fabric and fit, but omit some of the bells and whistles of the original for more day-to-day wear. They also have Western shirts.
Mm-hmm. You're wearing the field polo shirt.
And this is the field polo. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. It's another great option if you want something a little more casual. It's made from ultra soft Pima cotton. Am I saying that right? Pima? Yeah,
I think so.
Very soft, very comfortable. They have a lot of options. We got some cool flannels from them too.
Yeah, corduroy, denim.
Lots yeah, of options. I'm excited to rock it. So go to ponchooutdoors.com/correct. ponchooutdoors.com/correct and enter your email for $10 off your first order. That's PONCHO outdoors.com/correct for $10 off. If you're looking for lightweight, comfortable shirts for spring and summer, check out Poncho Outdoors. You're going to love it. Ultralight, original, Western, polo styles, depending on what you're looking for. ponchooutdoors.com/correct for $10 off your first order and free shipping. Go try it out. Are you excited to get back to breastfeeding, by the way?
Yes.
I haven't really thought about that. Are you excited to do that again or no?
I mean,
we've been traumatized the first couple.
I was going to say, I think my expectations are in a better place now that it's probably not going to go well the first maybe like 1 or 2 months just based off of history. And I think if I go on with that.
No, this one, we'll finally get a good one.
But I am excited to eat a lot more cookies.
Miracle Mama cookies. We love it. We love this brand so much. We invested in it. They truly make amazing products for moms.
I have sent them to friends who have struggled with their supply, and they text me back and say, like, oh my gosh, this is actually really helping.
MiracleMama.com. And then we'll have a link below that I can get you a link with free shipping. So go hit that. Right. If you are a nursing mom, you know someone who is. They also mm-hmm. have prenatal like cookies now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The cookies are delicious, and you deserve a little treat from my little sweet treat. It'll help so your good. Supply.
Yeah.
Miracle Mama, Miracle Milk Cookies. So good. They have a few flavors as well. I'm freaking love the oatmeal. Oatmeal raisin.
I feel like you eat them just as much as I do. But
oh, yeah. Dudes can eat them too. They don't make you lactate or anything.
Yeah, they don't.
But they're delicious. So shout out Miracle Mama. Go hit the link, miraclemama.com. My link will get you free shipping and enjoy. And yeah, good luck on that milk, ladies.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we got some great fan submissions. We want to hear from you, all your stuff, your great stories. We've been married 6 years, so we'll give you marriage advice, parenting advice. Talk about the stories. Go to trachino.com/correct opinions. You can put it all there. Please do it. We love these. All right, we got a few here. And then we'll get to some fun clips, and then we'll get to a new segment alert I'm very excited about, doing TikTok trends. Period.
I am excited
period.
About this. And this would be great because you have no idea. Yeah.
This morning, mm-hmm. I did like a period, clock it. And Katie was like, what in the world are you doing?
No idea.
Question, submission. Here it is. She writes in, my husband one day stepped out for not even 1 minute to help a neighbor when I heard my oldest, age 4, say from the office, Don't hit me with the knife. I immediately ran out of my office to find my second born, age 2, standing in the living room with a very large kitchen knife.
Oh.
It was then we learned our second born could reach the counter. No one was harmed. Do you remember this? We were in the living room and Thomas ran up. Just he could hardly even talk yet. He was just like, yeah. And he was holding a kitchen mandolin.
Oh, yeah.
If you know what that is, you know, known for being one of the sharpest objects possible in the kitchen. Yeah. I mean, my jaw dropped. I go, and then we tried all these weird locks on our knife drawer that kind of worked. And
the drawers are really tough for a childproof situation. There's not a great situation. Not, yeah.
And that's what's fascinating about kid to kid. I remember going to our friend's house. Do you remember this? You go, I went to so-and-so's house. Because they have a daughter the same age as our boy Thomas. They go, they got no locks on any of the cabinets. And I remember we thought, like, they have some, this is the only child in the world that I guess does nothing.
Yeah.
But no, it's Eva's never opened. She'll open it once. I mean, Thomas would wake up and go, time to trash the house.
I mean, he still trashes every door, the house.
Every counter. And he pulls everything out. We had to lock everything. He figured out how to unlock it. Her, we just, she likes to take everything out and then she put it back.
I mean, I told you, she took all the towels out of the drawer and I was like, we were like trying to get out of the door to go to swim lessons. And I was like, it's fine, we'll just do it later. And she was like, no, back. And she's like fighting me to like put them back before we leave. I was like, man, yeah. Thomas has never considered that before.
Hey, y'all, when I was near the end of my pregnancy, I was at a weekly baby appointment and wanted to get checked for any progress of dilation and effacement. Still don't know what effaced means. My doctor had a call student shadowing her and asked if the student could check me. If you know, you know. Third pregnancy, so I agreed as nothing bothers me at this point. Well, let's just say the student put her fingers in the wrong hole. I nearly jumped off the table. The student was so embarrassed. It was the most awkward moment of my life. He's like, well, you're not dilated.
Oh. That.
Are by a face? No, you're assaulted.
I can't even. Like, I know that they're learning, but like
they're shadowing. You go,
you should like
pick a different career path.
Maybe. You should know the basic anatomy by that point.
I can't fathom that. How? Oh, I nearly jumped off the table.
Oh, I can't imagine. I will say, I feel like I've heard not that bad of a story, but just other stories of people training and being like, yeah, we're gonna let so and so check you, and it like.
You get your oil checked.
I'm like, I only experience people around here. Sorry, but that is
yeah, terrible. Words of the wise there. You better. Yeah, the whole shadowing. I did that. I went to the dermatologist once, because my mother had skin cancer. So I got now, thanks a lot, Mom. I got to go like every week. It's once a year. But I prefer to my old days where I never went to the doctor, but my mother's healthy and healed. Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. And so I go, they got to get, check my skin.
Everywhere.
Funny thing about your skin is it's everywhere.
Yep.
And so I have a dermatologist go, hey, and but mind you, listen, I'm the perfect amount of famous where it's like good chance these people don't know who I am. Actually, it's a pretty good chance they know. What's in a doctor's office? Bunch of 30-year-old white woman.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So there's usually someone, and I know I'm going in here like, dude, I put so much pressure because I got all the, years ago, I got all these free undies from this underwear brand that I love wearing. Shout out PSD.
Right.
But they have like SpongeBob on
them
and like
very embarrassing.
Rocket ships. And yes. I don't know why. I don't know what grown man wants these. They're very comfortable. I'm like, who's seeing these? Until one day you show up to the dermatologist and I don't like to sit there naked. I go at least underwear on and then they kind of look under them. But then I got down one day. I go, oh my God, I'm wearing SpongeBob underwear.
That is embarrassing. Yeah.
I'm ready. Hey.
Yeah, that's.
That's me sitting there. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Look at my nacho.
You think that they like kind of like past a glance at each other. I mean, they see some.
Well, then they go, so we're going to be shadowing. And I swear I got a look from the shadowing person, kind of like, oh my gosh, I know this guy. I go, yeah, there's a mole down there.
Under plankton.
I'm pale. yeah, that's what they're saying. I'm on my stomach. They're looking down there like, yep, got a half a millimeter here by the chum bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah, around the side here, we got a, let's keep an eye on this one by the crusty crab. He's got a mole here between his sandy cheeks.
You know, they could have. That would have been pretty funny. Yeah, that's pretty. You gotta kind of check. That's why I've been slowly trying to buy you some plain underwear, if you haven't noticed.
You do sneak that. Yeah, there's been a good. That's true, though. I have a bit of that on the relatable tour. But like, your gifts to me are just what. You'd be like, hey, I just wanted to give you a little something sweet, let you know I'm thinking about you. It was like a little happy new year, and it's like three pairs of those underwear I like, but just like in a regular color.
I don't know if you've caught on, but every Valentine's Day I just give you three new pairs of plain to slowly phase out the other ones. It's a very selfish gift. I don't wanna see those anymore.
Are we 35 minutes in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. I'm flowing the show here. This is good. Hey, everyone. I have a correct opinion I hope Katie agrees with me on.
Okay.
As a woman, I feel like if your hair is put together in some way, you don't necessarily need makeup to look day-to-day presentable. And the same goes for bad hair days. At least a small amount of makeup, you're good to go. What do you think, Katie?
I would agree with that. Yeah, I feel like that's a good analogy.
So what, was the hair good this morning?
It was... okay.
She had kind of a Marilyn Manson look.
I really held my composure in the car this morning because I really.
That was a big, big moment. Katie, we're going to Thomas's cute little end of school program. All the parents are there. So many people on the way, you know, classic. I'll do my makeup in the car. And I just hear, oh my God, crap. Where is it? Oh my God. She's freaking. I go, what? Where's my mascara? I go, you know, a couple moms in there asked to borrow the mascara. Like, she goes, ew. I go, where do you put mascara? Am I missing something?
I just like, there's.
Derek, is this weird? Mascara, I don't think this is weird at all. Eyelash, right?
Wait, is this weird?
I just
touch the eyelash? Is that intimate?
I'm not like, it's not like. I'm like best friends with anyone there. And also like, they probably don't have it like in their purse.
Would you ask them for anything else if you needed it?
It would have to be like a more of an emergency. Yeah.
Okay.
But like, it wasn't like a long enough situation, but I was very like, if you're going to forget.
Do you remember?
Type.
You were, of course I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. I go, look at me. What's my reaction?
This was really part of the issue is that he said, look at me, I'm sure you're fine. And then I did. And he said, well, do you want to run back and get it?
it was a lot different than I thought it was going to look. I thought you're going to be like, dude, you're going to look like you always do. Look at me. And I was kind of like, oh,
I mean, my eyes are all puffy. I'm really pregnant.
You had woken up 30 minutes prior.
It was just not.
And you're like, allergies are flaring up. You looked at me and I was
my
like.
My eyes are like red and
maybe,
puffy.
Maybe run out of CVS if you really want.
that's when I was like, oh my, I look really bad if he's telling me to go do this.
I was trying to be supportive. I go, listen, if it's really going to bother you, go. But really props to you. That's what I love about you. Because you can't get worked up, but you said, whatever, screw it. And you looked fine. No one noticed.
I was really about to have a full thing, but I just said, you know, whatever.
That was really good. I'm so sad your tour is over because I was at night one in Minneapolis. Was that night one? Yeah, I think it was. Wow. Yeah,
it was.
Thank you so much for my batch trailette party a few days before I got married. That's awesome.
I love that.
Don't you remember them? I remember that group.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Shit. Also, my husband and I think your podcast could be used in premarital counseling.
Oh,
You highlight so well the differences between men and women. You come together and work it out in the end. Oh.
Wow.
I showed him the podcast when we were dating, and now he'll come home from work having listened to it, and we talk about it. Such a sweet mode of connection. Thanks for making us laugh. Love from Minnesota. Thank you. That's cool. That's nice
to
hear.
That is.
Shout out, dude, if you're listening right now, dude. Just go home and handle that, dude.
I don't think that's what she was saying.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then come together at the end.
Oh.
Physically.
Maybe that's what they're doing, yeah. Glad we can bring people together. But I do think it is because we're pretty blunt with each other. Kind of bring some things to surface that maybe other people don't want to say to their spouses.
Yeah, I know. Not a lot of guys are thinking about it. You look to me, I go, I gotta shoot you straight, man. You look. You shoot it to me straight too. I saw you left that concealer from the special, you know, when you take my special, you put a little, I saw you slip that in my DOP kit so I could have.
You needed it?
Dude. It sucks getting older. I look in the mirror sometimes. When I had to wake up early for that New York shoot, you just get out of bed early, you look in the mirror, you go, my God. I look like I've been up for 2 days.
You need to... You're not traveling with any of like the stuff that you've got, like the eye cream or anything. You need to, when you travel, you get really dry and it's causing some fine lines.
Thank you for that. No, that was very nice.
Yes, that was very nice.
What does he do for work that he's just listening to the podcast, though? I feel like.
Do what?
The guy who's listening to it at work.
Sounded like, what'd she say? He'll come home from work listening. Dude, so you don't listen to podcasts while you work?
No, there's too much sound going on too, usually, yeah, with what I do. But
yeah, I do. People say I listen to a podcast at work. I go, what are you?
I know.
How? I guess they do a few monotonous type tasks.
Yeah.
Kind of do both.
Maybe like administrative type stuff you're trying to do, but.
I'm just not wired that way. I can't.
You are the most like locked in person. I mean, you could be sitting in like a screaming crowd of people and you're like, got to get this done. And you just like don't look up. Yeah, exactly.
My correct opinion is that men/husbands should be allowed to talk about how their wife being pregnant is hard on them too. Sucks for us too. See what he has to say. Please let him speak.
A man wrote this in?
Please let him speak.
I just want to clarify. Yeah,
obviously.
Maybe it was a very nice woman.
I've been married for 6 years. My wife and I have 2 kids and currently 1 on the way. She's over 20 weeks pregnant. Recently, I was at a family gathering and the conversation was about how pregnancy is hard. These moms really have to deal with so much being pregnant, and I'm not diminishing that in the slightest. Hear him on this, okay? Now you see the blood boiling. You go through a lot, but let us talk about this for a second. But during the conversation, I mentioned that I too cannot wait for the baby to come. The conversation turned from how pregnancy is hard to, I have no idea what it's like to be pregnant. Everyone looked at me as if I was evil and had no room to talk. I mentioned that at least for me in my relationship, there is added responsibility for me, the husband, when your wife is pregnant. The very least. Let me know your thoughts.
Preach.
That'll preach. I did think about this recently. I go, that must be difficult. You had some hip pain or you're like, I have this weird pressure. You go, it feels like he's tap dancing on my tubes. You said something like that. I can't imagine. But you know what? I got to pick up a lot of slack to help you. And that's fine. I'm not complaining about that. I get less of you. Tonight, you know, we'd be like, the kids will get down and we put a little fire on the back porch and I can watch my Thunder basketball game and maybe have enough conversation. But no, what will it be? It'll be,
it will be. After the kids go down, I'm done.
And I lug you so around done. The house and that's a bummer. There's a lot of like, okay, I gotta carry anything and everything. It's just added work. It's harder on you guys. Still hard on us. Terrified. Am I allowed to say all this? Say what you're thinking. Just say it. Say it. Say it.
I'm going to say that
say what you really think.
Yeah.
Go.
I feel like the slack that a lot of, I'm not directing this at either one of you guys.
Just say it.
But I feel like a lot of the slack that probably is being picked up by the husband is like maybe making it closer to 50-50.
No! Get out of here!
Yeah.
Closer to 50-50? You mean I'm doing 60, you're doing 40?
No.
What? What is it? What's it gone from?
Maybe it went from like 40-60 to more like 50-50.
Hmm. Interesting. By the way, a side note, I got home late last night, got the kids down. It was great to see them before they went to bed. I hadn't eaten much, and I really wanted to order Taco Bell. And you stopped me.
I did?
Yeah. Without saying a word.
Because
I didn't want to, I couldn't imagine the pregnant Katie laying there. I'm hungry going, are you seriously eating Taco Bell? I didn't want to hear that. So I didn't get it, and I wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted a couple tacos.
Dude, it's so good. I had it twice this week already.
Oh, What'd you get?
I switched it up. I got the Mexican pizza. It was really good.
It's good.
It's got a good little crust around it.
Hey, it's Katie. Apologize. Don't do that.
I said nothing.
You rolled your eyes.
I said nothing.
He said Mexican pizza and you rolled your eyes.
I didn't know.
Come on, Katie.
Had that. I didn't know that was on the menu.
Okay, what else?
Beefy five-layer burrito, no sour cream.
Beefy four-layer.
Yep. And if you use the app now, so I was reluctant on getting the app for how often I went. I should have gotten it. I was missing points. But also, you don't get the would you like to round up if you use the app.
Oh, so that's a nice perk.
I love
we're
going to
stop doing the charity stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that is a big perk.
Yeah, a little.
Stop bothering me about the charity.
Yep.
That is tough when you go, this is already a little shameful. And they're like, you want to donate charity? And you have to go, man, I'm just going to be the lowest form of a human tonight. I'm going to eat this and not think of anyone but myself. Yep. Please don't ask me that again. So the app helps you with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get to Taco Bell app.
Well, everyone knows the roundup is a sham. Everyone knows what this trick is.
It's their
write-off. Tax trick.
Yeah.
Oh, clever.
Well, and so instead you ate healthier food and are better for it.
Well, again, I said I'm locked in. I'm gonna give the recties a review next week because I feel like I'm gonna have a good, healthy next couple weeks. Then I think I'll be down. I have a good feeling. By the next time we have a podcast, I'll be announced I've lost 10 pounds this year.
Good job. I'm like curious, like when does it like the muscle start adding?
Oh my gosh.
There's a plan. There is a plan because I'm getting skinny boy, aren't I? I'm getting to be a skinny boy, aren't I?
Yeah.
Well, the muscles have been the same the whole time, though. I'm just getting less.
Yeah, it's not like gone what you had, but I just kind of thought the overall plan was to like.
And this is true. It's going to be a process, Katie.
Okay.
It is. And trust me, you can't build muscle and lose fat at the same time. It's not possible. People think that's possible. It's not hardly possible.
Okay.
So my existing muscle is fine and I'm going to lose the fat. And so right now I'm going to caloric deficit, losing fat. And once I get that fat to a percentage I feel like's good and reasonable and sustainable, then it's cranking the calories up, build muscle time.
Okay.
So the fat, does that make sense? Right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get down to like, what's probably like a, 14% body fat vibe, 15. I bet I started at 25, man. I don't know. I bet I'm down into the teens.
How are you? You're just,
I bet I'm down to the teens now. Couple more months of this.
Are you computing with like height, weight? Are you?
Oh, well, so they say it really depends on the person, but they say your abs become visible. I think it depends on the person, but that 15% is when they create, not a six pack by any means, but you can go, which is really all I want. That's sustainable. That's realistic. You go, that dad, 35-year-old dad, you could see a couple abs. I think that's a great goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you see mine now? Tiny bit.
Yeah.
Maybe one's popping in a little.
One single.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then it's muscle building time. So it's a process. My whole goal the whole time is when by the time the baby's here, that's when I've met my weight fat loss time.
Okay. I see.
Because it's a very reasonable, pound a week of fat I'm trying to lose.
This is inspiring. I I had abs in college.
Yeah,
I played
man.
College football. I want them again.
It's a process.
I gotta get.
Just count the calories. That's
Can
all
we
it
talk
is.
About this more on
you
the pod?
You could still have Taco Bell. We'll talk about it more on Patreon because I'm really passionate about it. I've been talking my friend's leg off about it. And then I'm excited because I'll ramp up the calories to start to build. And I'm committed. I think by the come end of year.
Okay.
It's like first 6 months, lose the fat, back 6 months, put on maybe 5-10 pounds of muscle. I think is realistic.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And by the end of the year, we're both going to be hot, hot, hot.
You think so?
You're looking better again?
What?
Just kidding.
Okay. Can't wait.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Okay, we'll save some other questions for later. Give us more submissions. We want to hear from y'all because I want to get to a couple clips and then our segment's going to be a blast. TikTok trends. So hit me with a clip, Derek. This is hit me with the couple's expiration here. This is a viral clip that popped up. And this is us. I mean, this is very viral. So it's clear this goes for most couples. But okay, play it loud here.
One thing that every couple on this planet has in common is that one of you believes expiration dates. The other one, totally fine risking everyone's life to save $3. You kidding? They're crackers. We could afford a fresh box. I think the one thing that...
This morning.
Wait.
Hold on. No.
I want
your time's expired.
I was going to have Derek guess who is who.
Oh, please. You just rolled your eyes at him at a Mexican pizza. No one on the planet can't figure out who's who. This morning, I was making Thomas's oatmeal, put in a little heavy cream to bulk him up, swear a clump dropped out. It's expired a couple of days, mixed it up, he'll be fine.
Ew.
He ate it all. And there's an argument. It's the most oatmeal he's eaten in a long time. He might have liked the funk.
And then
little
he
blue
was,
cheese action.
He was struggling the rest of the day. So I don't know.
Dude, I love seeing an expiration. I love seeing expiration expire and be like, you can't tell me what to do. It's fine.
I feel like it's like a
or you
weird
love, like a piece of bread will have mold on the side, just cut that part off. You throw it away.
Yeah, I mean I get it. For that, but like I'm just gonna throw it away. Yeah. I'm also just not in a, I mean, I was like that before being pregnant, but it's like I've been in the position for 3.5 years now where like it could do a lot more harm than good to my body.
Just You're not just worth a rule it. Follower. So you think if it's even a couple days past when it's supposed to be,
it depends
that's
on
wrong.
It depends on what it is.
I'm gonna say, because we'd have to get rid of Thomas.
What?
Yeah, he was out after the due date.
He was
he
so
bad,
five
bad?
Days was my limit. Yeah, 5 days past was my limit. Yeah.
Okay, play this Mahjong clip. This is hilarious. This one. Okay, yeah, this will work. This one recorded her grandma who's just roasting some like woman in her Mahjong.
So we're done with her. We're not playing with the cheater anymore. And that's why several people have stopped going on Monday nights because of Barbara.
Barbara?
Tapped it and put it down. And I said, okay, I wanted that tile. Sharon goes, well, just take it. Barbara said, no, I tapped it already. So then last night, I guess she did some stuff that was outright, I mean, really bad. She put her tile down. Said she didn't want it, and then it was going on to Diane, and then Barbara said, I want the tile. And they said, you can't do that. She took it anyway. So when you mahjong, meaning you won, you have to show all your tiles to prove, kind of like bingo, you know? But she takes her tiles and flips them over so nobody knows really what she had. You
can't verify she won.
Debbie and Diane. Remember Diane and Ralph?
Yeah. The names too.
Yeah,
they went to Pauline for 20 years. And they said, we're done with her. We're not playing with the cheater anymore. That's why several people
That's so funny. I mean, she's fired. Was that her husband at one point? Said, yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't verify she won. Ridiculous. I mean, she's... We're done. We're done with Barbara. People have stopped coming.
Yeah, she said, I heard last night she did some very bad things.
Something very bad. I love that it never ends. You think you look at old people, they go, they got no worries. They go, no.
No.
Oh, a drama no. fall from kindergarten to college to the PTA group to Mahjong. You're 80 years old going, can you believe this?
People never change.
Barbara, man.
There's always going to be one of those.
I guess she just did something awful the other night. Tapped it when she should have.
I don't know any of those rules, but...
You were close to doing Mahjong for a second.
I was. And then I said, no. Nah.
Did they end up doing it?
No.
Oh. Yeah. So did all of you just kind of get together and say you're too tired?
Just felt like we didn't want to do that. Yeah, it just felt...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get to the segments. This is new segment alert, TikTok trends. Okay. Trey, the TikToker. I'm a TikToker, obviously, which I'll be honest. When I go out in public, people say all sorts of stuff. They say, are you Trey Kennedy? Love that. Are you that comedian? That's great, too. Mm-hmm. I've seen you a lot. What's your name? That's great. You that TikToker? That one, I make a point to be like, Trey, that's fine. Yeah, you're a TikToker. I make TikToks. I have millions of followers on TikTok.
You really don't want to be called a TikToker.
But that does kind of steam me, my old self. I go, don't shout that. I'm 34 years old. Don't yell that, please.
But it's
I'm a little more than it's a little more than that, right?
Yes. But it's typically like younger people who say
that. Oh, it is. Right. Are you on TikTok? And I go, don't shh. You're making it sound
and then
like
you bust out
you're kind of making it sound like I DM'd you on there or something. Let's be more clear about what's happening.
And you're here. Just like on there doing like little dances and stuff.
Well, I think we should get into the trends more. So I like these trends.
Okay.
Because a cute couple on TikTok, it's been a trend for a long time and they're doing these and this will be great. TikToker Trey, wife who literally doesn't even have TikTok. I'm going to coach you up on these trends. So there's this trend going around where you take turns saying a phrase in like a different tone. It's supposed to be funny, cute, whatever.
Okay.
So say the phrase, okay, wow. Okay, wow. Right?
Okay.
And we're going to go through it. So they go through it. It's, you say it supportive. You say it disappointed. You say it sarcastic and then flirty. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So the phrase, okay, wow, in a supportive fashion first. Okay. You want me to go first or you?
You can go first.
Give me
first.
And just look right to your camera. All right. Okay, wow, supportive. Okay, wow.
Wow. Good acting there.
I think that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look to cam three here.
Okay, wow.
Wait, that was pretty good. Okay, disappointed. Okay, wow. How was that?
It was good.
I liked it.
Okay, go.
Okay, wow.
sarcastic. Okay, well. That was sarcastic.
That's how you would talk to a
okay,
person.
Okay, well. That's sarcastic.
You would sound like that. In
okay, wow.
That's embarrassing.
Your turn, sarcastic.
That. Okay, wow.
Yeah, there you go. You locked in for that. Now flirty.
Ew, you're...
Excuse me.
You're flirting with me.
Okay, wow. Okay, wow.
It's a man.
Please stop.
A man flirting with a woman, just to clarify. Let's clarify the roles here.
Okay, wow. Was that pretty good?
That gave me such ick.
That was flirty.
That was so gross.
That was flirty.
Are you acting like a woman?
Yeah, guys don't flirt. Men don't flirt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go. Flirty. So this should be good. To camera three.
Okay, wow.
That was pretty good, actually. Okay. Should we do that again? There's another one, people going around saying the phrase, that's too much. Angry, disappointed, nervous, and flirty. That's too much!
Oh, my. Wait,
angry.
This is the angry one?
Angry.
That's too much.
Whoa, that was pretty good. Disappointed. That's too much. I don't know. Was that it?
Disappointed?
Yeah, disappointed.
That's too much. Oh.
Dude, if you did that as a mom, to work. Okay, nervous.
Ew. If anyone
wants. It's too much. That was so good.
If anyone wants some big ick, just watch the video version.
What?
Nervous?
Go.
Nervous?
Yes.
Hey, that's too much.
Oh, nice. So you tapped into it. Flirty. That's too much. Dude, how good was that? Dude, that was so good.
You're wondering why nothing is happening.
Dude, that was good. Okay.
That's too much.
Okay, I think you'd do better. Picture me. Picture me on the camera.
Like you, what you just did?
No, picture, no, picture me. You just were 3 months into dating.
No, no, hold on, hold on. Trey.
Okay. Picture me. I walk in, visible, 3 abs, bigger muscles.
Wow, wow, wow. That's too much. I don't know.
Brilliant. Beautiful. There's the TikTok trend. And there's plenty more where that came from. If you like that segment, let us know. I had a blast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't. Should we start a TikTok couples page?
No.
Should we?
No.
I feel like we could kill it.
I
doing like a dance or cute little like.
No.
Mm-mm. My doing showing my wife a TikTok dance I learned, and you'd be in the background like, oh, we do that?
I'm like supposed to be like impressed or something.
Yeah, you kind of like, and that's what they do. And then there's one in the background, kind of like rolling their eyes, like I'm married to the kookiest person.
No, I don't want to do that.
It's a formula.
Yeah, I think
learning to TikTok dance at the time it takes my wife to get ready for our date night, and then I like.
Right, I just think if
you're like, you turn around while you're doing makeup, you're like, oh, he's so silly.
And then I'll be like, why weren't you watching the kids? Yeah,
June 11th, Kansas City. I think it's also, by the time you're hearing this, might be sold out. So you get the last few tickets, doing another little crowd work show. Pop-up show, I think they call it. It's just a little one-off. We did it. And if y'all keep selling them out, I'll keep doing them. It was a blast last time.
I hope I can actually see it this
June
11th,
get tickets. Yeah, Katie was going to come and hang last time, but
one of the kids
classic.
Was sick.
She's like, Thomas is really struggling. Oh, yeah, I feel like I should stay.
I'm he
like,
was sick. Ugh. Yeah.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. We had a great time, but didn't you did join us after, which I really made me happy. And the boys went across the street for a burger. I said, Derek, we're hitting a bar across the street. Derek was like, and I go, there's a cheeseburger there. And he said, I'll be there.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a cheeseburger and soda.
And I had,
might have to go sit and tie to Taco Bell after next time.
I will not be there.
Come on.
Derek, you ever been to a Taco Bell cantina?
Never. Not once. And
they're
pretty gross.
Pretty gross. Pretty sad.
Yeah.
Oh, the first time I ever, the one on Vegas Strip's kind of cool because you're like in Vegas and it's feels nicer. I remember they have the weird setup where the beer fills from, you stick the cup and there's a hole and it fills up. I was like, whoa, that's cool. And the one only time I've ever seen or laid eyes on cocaine was the Vegas Taco Bell Cantina. Some dude is like, hey, but when you're,
that sounds about right.
When you're a group of 26-year-olds in Vegas, I mean, you're harassed more than any woman in Vegas has ever been harassed.
Who?
I firmly believe that. It's the only time in my life I'll know what being a woman feels like, even a little bit. A bunch of creepy guys like, hey, come here. You want drugs? You want stripper? And we're like, no, we have on WWG JD bracelets. No, we're looking for a basketball court. We're going to Topgolf. But I saw it. He goes, look, you got this? I was like, oh, yes. And then we went to the one in Kansas City once or twice, and it's like there's a guy asleep in the corner. It's disgusting.
They did have like a DJ.
There's a DJ.
It's like, wow, but they're paying a DJ.
Back in the day when you're like 24, you're like, I can get a Baja Blast, but it's got like a shot of vodka in it. That'll be sick. And now I'm like, I go there and I don't get alcohol. You know, I'm just like, oh shit.
Sounds pretty gross.
Bring back Taco Bell's where you could sit in the lobby. After midnight, you can only do the drive-through, probably because a number of people were assaulted in those establishments, and I understand that. But yeah, come out June 11th, and beyond that, we'll see. Follow us, give us reviews, blow up the pod. We're going to keep going on Patreon, patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Again, if you want a bonus episode every week, we got more stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about how I'm a fitness guru now.
Oh.
I'm going to make fun of children.
Oh.
And we're going to give secrets about our marriage and our life. So that's pretty compelling.
Wow.
It's half off right now. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy.
I can't wait to hear.
See you guys in the show in Kansas City. And we love you guys.
Yes.
Look to the camera and say goodbye in a disappointed way. Goodbye. Thank you for listening in a disappointed way.
In a disappointed way.
To finish this off.
Thank you for listening.
That was pretty good. Thank you for listening. All right, bye.
Ew.
Correct opinion. Correct opinion.
It is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.